Strategy unveils a BTC monetization program and Tubibop buyback plan strategy. The corporate Bitcoin holder that built its identity on never selling approved a framework on June 29, 2026 that lets it do exactly that when management decides it is advantageous. The company unveiled a digital credit capital framework that includes a Bitcoin monetization program, a $2 billion buyback authorization, and an increase in the dividend on its variable rate series, a perpetual stretch preferred stock, STRC, to 12%, effective July 1st. The disclosure was reported by CoinDesk and confirmed across multiple market desks. The timing is pointed. Bitcoin traded at 60,603 lar as of June 29, 2026, down 6.3% over the prior week, with the Fear and Greed Index at 17, deep in extreme fear. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs are closing out their worst month of net outflows since launch. Against that backdrop, the company that turned Diamond Hands into a treasury thesis is publishing rules for when it might part with coins. A controlled release, not a fire sale. The Bitcoin monetization program lets Strategy sell BTC when management judges it beneficial, with proceeds directed to three uses: building U.S. dollar reserves, funding preferred dividends and interest payments, or financing share repurchases. The company was explicit that the program does not obligate it to sell any Bitcoin. That phrasing matters. This is a standing authorization, not a scheduled liquidation. The framework also sets a board-approved dollar reserve policy. Strategy's USD reserve currently stands at roughly $255 billion, which it says covers about 17.4 months of preferred dividend and interest obligations. That number is the core of the announcement. It tells holders of Strategy's preferred securities that payments are funded well into 2027 without touching a single Bitcoin, while leaving the option open if conditions tighten. The buyback and the dividend math: the board authorized up to $2 billion in repurchases, split evenly, $1 billion for Strategy's digital credit securities and $1 billion for Class A common stock. Neither program carries a fixed expiration, and neither obligates the company to buy. The STRC dividend rate moving to 12% raises the cost of that preferred layer, but it also signals the company wants to keep STRC trading near par by paying for it. Markets read the package as a stabilizer. MSTR shares rose 6% pre-market, and STRC climbed 9% on the news. The buyback gives Strategy a tool to defend its own stock during a drawdown that has compressed the premium between MSTR and the value of its underlying Bitcoin. Earlier in June, MSTR fell below $100 as Bitcoin cracked 60K, narrowing the gap that the equity has historically commanded over spot. A reversal of the never-sell posture. For years, the company's pitch was simple: raise capital through equity and debt, buy Bitcoin, never sell. Building an explicit monetization channel is a meaningful softening of that line, even with the no-obligation language. It acknowledges a reality that critics have pressed for months, which is that preferred dividends and interest are real cash obligations that do not pause when Bitcoin falls. The framework is best understood as a liquidity backstop. Strategy is telling the market it can meet every fixed payment from dollar reserves first, common stock and credit issuance second, and Bitcoin sales only as a last resort it now has permission to use. That ordering is the whole point. The company is trying to convert a binary fear that it might be forced to dump coins into a managed, disclosed process with a $2.55 billion buffer in front of it. The read for crypto holders. Strategy's balance sheet is one of the largest single-entity Bitcoin positions in the world, so its mechanics ripple into the price that everyone else transacts and spends against. A credible commitment to fund obligations without selling removes one overhang from the market during a fragile stretch. A standing authorization to sell, even an unused one, adds a new variable for traders who track corporate treasuries as a proxy for conviction. For anyone spending Bitcoin through a crypto card rather than holding it as a treasury asset, the direct impact is indirect. Treasury company stress is one of several forces setting the floor under BTC, and a 6% weekly drop already shows up at the point of sale when you fund a card from a falling balance. The signal worth watching is not the buyback size, but whether Strategy ever uses the sell authorization, and at what price. Until it does, the program is insurance the company is paying to advertise. This is reporting on a corporate disclosure, not financial advice. Treasury frameworks can change, and authorizations do not commit the company to act.